Atif, like, I'm into, obviously, always followed Pakistan cricket. They've always been my first team, and England always been my second team. So I've always been comfortable with that idea. And it's very funny, like, you tweeted after, you know, when England beat New Zealand about, you know, Lord Tebbit's birthday and, you know, happy birthday for Moin, Rashid and my nephew. So that was quite funny. So do you want to elaborate on that?
No, it was just Lord Tebbit's birthday. I mean, I've been going through this process because I'm part of this stand-up comedy writing team called Britain's Got Satire, right? So we kind of get together every week. We have writing sessions, and it's all about topical things that are happening in the news and stuff. So, you know, we kind of dig around the news, and I found a story about it's Lord Tebbit's birthday. And, you know, you'd be surprised. There's a lot of people who don't know about the Tebbit test. Of course, Lord Tebbit came up with this test in the 60s, I think, where he suggested that we ask Pakistani immigrants to the country whether they support Pakistan or England. And if they support Pakistan, they shouldn't be allowed to live in this country. And, you know, I wrote a whole bunch of punchlines for that situation. So just as well, Parliament didn't approve that motion. Otherwise, we'd never have shooting or we'd never have chicken cottage. Or we probably wouldn't have an England cricket team.
Inshallah. Atif, I've got a special request from our CEO, Muhammad Shamim Mogasab, who's helping me in the studio. And he would like to hear some of your jokes if you're comfortable to do them live now. And I've put you on the spot. But any good jokes
you like to Here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll do for you, Zahir, just because, you know, you're so kind and so welcoming, mashallah, and you're always so nice, right? I won't do any jokes right now, but a special invitation for yourself and the brother. You're very welcome to join me when I perform the next preview in London for my new comedy show, which is going to be called Artificial Intelligence. So Artificial Intelligence is coming to London soon, inshallah. It's going to go to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. It's going to be at the Brighton Fringe Festival as well. And when I next perform it, you yourself and the brother are both welcome, inshallah, to come join the show and, you know, as my guest. And I'll tell you loads of jokes on the night, I promise you.
Inshallah. But you're more than welcome to come to our studios in Sheffield when you're here next time, inshallah. Let us know in advance and then we can sort that out and then you can... do a radio gig live from the studio whenever you're in Sheffield, Nick. So let me know in advance and we can sort that out for you. We'd appreciate that.
I would love to. I think it'll be my pleasure, inshallah.
Inshallah. Before I let you go, Atif, is there anything you'd like to add before? Because I know you want to get back to the cricket and spend the time with the family.
Well, I tell you what, guys, I'm performing so much around the country. I'm so grateful to all the brothers and sisters, and especially the Muslim brothers and sisters who come out and watch my shows. I'm so grateful because without them coming to support the shows, I would have nothing. Of course, all of this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I'm just most grateful to him, the most merciful, the most beneficent. So beyond that, I'm just grateful. If people want to stay up to date with my work or you want to come see me perform, just hit up my website or my Facebook page. I try and update them both with information about where and when I'm performing next. So if you go to artifnawaz.com, you'll find everything there. Artif is with two A's. It's not like Artif Aslam. It's Artif Nawaz with two A's. And I've got the Facebook page as well. So if you just like that, I've got Instagram, I've got Twitter, I've got Snapchat, I've got everything. So you can follow me on all of that stuff. And inshallah, I look forward to more and more support from the community as I keep writing more shows and keep trying to make us laugh.
Jazakallah, Atif, for your time. I know we've overran from your allotted time because I know you're very busy. And Jazakallah for your time. And inshallah, whenever you've got time in the future, feel free to visit us in the Iman FM studios in Sheffield. Or you can always pop round for dinner around my house as well.
Inshallah, bro. Jazakallah for having me. Thank you so much.
Inshallah, take care. Allah Hafiz. That was Atif Nawaz and Jazakallah to him. And inshallah, we'll go to a little track and we'll come back and update you what's happening in the sports world.